Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, April 13th. I'm Mohsen Ali for The Wall Street Journal. Delta Airlines is reporting a first quarter loss of $363 million, but says stronger summer bookings are expected to boost profits in the coming months. On an adjusted basis, excluding what Delta said were one-time costs associated with a new pilot contract and other terms, the airline reported a profit of $163 million, or 25 cents a share. The airline says it believes demand remains on track. It expects to export adjusted earnings of $2 to $2.25 a share in the second quarter, with revenue up 15 to 17% from the same period last year. U.S. supplier prices fell in March by the most in nearly 3 years, the latest evidence that inflation is moderating. The producer price index, which generally reflects supply conditions, fell 0.5% in March from the prior month, the largest monthly decrease since April 2020, the Labor Department said today. Separate Labor Department data also show that worker filings for unemployment benefit rose last week. This is a sign that the labor market remains solid despite large companies announcing layoffs and stresses in the banking sector. Italian energy giant Enel plans to add 10,000 electric vehicle fast chargers in the U.S. by 2030, an effort to capitalize on the Biden administration's effort to switch more drivers to greener cars. It's a move that would almost double the number of public fast chargers available to all drivers in the U.S. Enel says it expects to add at least 2 million chargers overall in North America by the end of the decade. The availability of public fast chargers is considered one of the key requisites for the wider adoption of electric vehicles. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.